HarperCollins presents The Little Cafe in Copenhagen by Julie Kaplan. Read by Imogen Wilde. Part 1. London. Chapter 1. See you later. I dropped a quick kiss on Josh's lips and we exchanged a knowing smile. He pulled me towards him and went back for a second lingering kiss, his hands finding their way inside my coat to slide down my bottom and then start inching up my dress.
Sure you don't want to stay a bit longer?
His voice held a note of husky suggestion. No, I can't. You're going to be late and... I glanced over my shoulder. Dan might walk in at any second. His flatmate had the unerring ability of a Labrador sniffing a crotch to interrupt at precisely the wrong moment. My flatmate, Connie, had much greater diplomacy. In fact, she had social skills. He let go of me and picked up his cereal bowl, leaning against the kitchen counter, lazily eating as if he had all the time in the world.
See you later.
He winked. I picked up my laptop case and closed the front door of his far nicer than mine flat and hurried down the road to the tube station, mentally reviewing all that I needed to get done that day. After 2 years of seamless travel to work, albeit sweaty, stuffy and crowded with the regular frustration of delays and hold-ups, I missed my stop. The first time. Ever. This travel hiccup should have registered. In London, you have to be on the ball all the time. Checking your emails, phone messages, social media threads. It was endless. I missed my stop simply because I was too absorbed in thinking, what a load of bollocks, as I read an article on some latest lifestyle fad over someone's shoulder.
Hygge.
My flatmate Connie had been muttering about it the other night, waving some book about lighting candles left, right and centre in a woeful attempt to make our dismal flat homelier. As far as I was concerned, a couple of candles were never going to compensate for our landlord's hideous taste, and before I knew it, the doors had closed on Oxford Circus. Having to get off at the next stop and go back down the line didn't make me late, only later than usual. How serious I am about my job. Not that I mind or I'm trying to score brownie points. Well, maybe just a few. I just can't wait to get there. Oh, God, that sounds real eager arse-licker beaver. It's not like that at all. I love my job as a public relations account director. I work for one of the top PR agencies in London. I say I love my job. I do most of the time. The office politics and promotion manoeuvring I could do without, and the pay could be an awful lot better. But hopefully that was about to change. I was overdue a long-promised promotion. Then I'd be earning a bit more and I could afford to move to somewhere where there isn't a 10-inch Mohican fringe of blue mould growing down the living room wall. Tube stop fiasco aside, there was time to treat myself to a butterscotch brulee latte, and it was only when I was in the queue that I saw a text from my boss, Megan, asking if I could pop in and see her first thing. With a quick smile, I shoved my mobile back in my bag. There wasn't going to be time to see her before heading up to the boardroom, where every other Friday, all 55 people in the agency met for our bi-monthly staff internal comms briefing, where new business wins and general big news, like promotions, were announced. I had a pretty good idea why she wanted to speak to me. I'd been waiting long enough for this day. 2 weeks ago, following my shining... Yes, you are the dog's bollocks appraisal. I'd made my case for the vacant position of senior account director, which I was reasonably... No, very confident had been well received. Megan had been hinting there might be some good news soon. Despite wanting to bounce with anticipation as I took the stairs up to the third floor, I tapped up on my heels, decorous and professional, taking small, neat steps as dictated by the tailored, fitted black dress, which Connie insisted on describing as my Hillary Clinton funeral look. I took a seat in one of the ergonomic chairs, which my posture flatly refused to cooperate with. The lime...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?